This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House Judiciary Committee will hear from victims of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's policies during a hearing in New York next week. This as crime continues to be a problem in the Big Apple. Jennifer Harrison, founder of Victims' Rights in New York, says Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should focus more on fighting for crime victims, not wasting his time prosecuting the former president on questionable charges. A federal appeals court has preserved access to an abortion drug for now, but under tighter rules.
Those rules would allow the drug only to be dispensed up to 7 weeks, not 10, and not by mail. The drug, mifepristone, was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration more than two decades ago. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled Wednesday just before midnight, and the case may now be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Under the appeals court order, the FDA's initial approval of mifepristone in 2000 is allowed to remain in effect for now, pending a potential Supreme Court ruling. I'm Skip Kelly.
Showers and thunderstorms brought a torrential downpour to Florida yesterday and early this morning, causing flooded streets and cancellation of some flights. The National Weather Service says 2 to 6 inches of rain had fallen on South Florida since morning. National Weather Service Miami issued a flash flood warning for areas near Hollywood, Dania Beach, and Fort Lauderdale, calling it a life-threatening situation. North Korea fired an apparent long-range ballistic missile this morning, prompting Japanese officials to issue a rare alert that was later rescinded for residents of Hokkaido to seek immediate shelter. Prime Minister Kishida said the government had confirmed that no missile had landed within Japanese territory and that Tokyo was continuing to analyze the launch. Today is National Make Lunch Count Day. Remember, there's still a whole half a day left after lunch. USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Business and pleasure with family. President Biden is visiting Northern Ireland today.
The president making a trip to the County Louth in Northern Ireland, where his maternal ancestors are from, stopping in a pub during his visit.
Every time I've come, the welcome, the people in the streets are just so gracious to us.
Biden said his main objectives for the trip to Ireland and Northern Ireland was to keep the peace. Earlier in Belfast, Biden marked the anniversary of the U.S.-brokered Good Friday Agreement, which ended decades of conflict between Catholics and Protestants. I'm John Schaefer.
The United States government is treating the apparent disclosure of classified materials surrounding the war in Ukraine as an insider's leak. A massive intelligence breach that went unnoticed for months has exposed problems securing our secrets. The breach is testing our ties with some of America's closest allies. Arizona State Representative Liz Harris is expelled from the House.
Her expulsion Wednesday followed a House vote of 46 to 13. The Republican lawmaker spoke to reporters on her way out.
This was an example of how you need to toe the line. You need to toe the line. If you don't toe the line, this is what happens.
The chamber's ethics committee released a report that found Harris engaged in disorderly behavior for inviting conspiracy theorists to testify at a joint elections committee hearing in February. The ethics committee said in its report that Harris broke House rules and damaged, quote, the institutional integrity of the House. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, while President Biden and the fam are vacationing in Ireland looking for his roots, meanwhile, China is getting ready to invade Taiwan. Macron abandons any remaining U.S. loyalty. And Brazil meets with President Xi for the next step in the BRICS coalition. What? We should worry? Grover Norquist is with us, a man of reason and common sense, and the president for Americans for Tax Reform, and maybe he can calm us down. Grover, how you doing?
I'm doing reasonably well, and yourself?
Well, I'm with you. I guess we should not worry about these impending threats while Joe Biden is having a family vacation, although he says it's to reaffirm a treaty of 20 years ago, I guess.
He takes a lot of time off. He is not in danger. If your listeners were worried that he might die from overwork or something, he's fine. That's not happening.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
he's being very careful. He's staying way away from that one.
Well, but he's not staying away from his son. I mean, you know, with all the controversy about his son, he brings his son on this trip with a couple of empty suitcases. I don't know what he's planning on packing in those empty suitcases.
That really is amazing. They're just very brazen about the whole thing, and what's the establishment press not care about that level of corruption is very interesting.
Well, it's just incredulous to watch, and you think, wow, you know, the Babylon Bee has plenty of, and Saturday Night Live has plenty of topics and subject matter as a result of this president. But I did want to talk specifically, you know, you and I last week talked about the IRS getting ready to, you know, roll out their long overdue expansion plan. And, of course, heading into the Easter Passover observance, here it comes, right?
Yes, they were told, the IRS was told by the Treasury Secretary, the IRS Internal Revenue Service is part of the Treasury Department. They're in charge of getting all the money from us. And the Treasury Secretary Yellen said, in 6 months, I want to see a detailed write-up of how you're going to spend this money over the next 10 years. That's what they're asked for, 6 months. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, you and I might think, you know, if I was going to ask for 10 or for 80 billion dollars of other people's money at the IRS, I might have my plan written down ahead of time, because
why would you ask for $80 billion and you had no plan?
They had no public plan. They had a plan. They've always had a plan. They had this written down somewhere, but they weren't sharing it with the American people.
Exactly.
At one point, they flashed part of the plan, which said 87,000 people are going to be hired, most of them to do auditing. And because that was the reaction to the American people was very strong opposed to that, they then backed off and said, I don't know what you have to 87. That's just a made-up number. You don't know. We don't know. Nobody does anything. Maybe, right. maybe not. So that's when we started going, okay, then tell us what the real numbers are. So they showed up 48 days late, okay, after the six-month thing, and turned in homework that showed 2 years of spending, like up until the next election. All the things that you'll know about before the election because they're happening. So right. they're not telling us in writing, and they're not telling Yellen, right, 10 years plan, even though that's what she asked for. So they turned it 48 days late. Can you imagine showing up and paying your income taxes 48 days late and saying, I forgot, to the IRS? But that's right. what they did with their homework assignment. Mm-hmm. And they only gave you 2 years, which means, and we talked to some of the reporters who work with the IRS regularly, and they show them year three, which is massive new hiring. But the reporters aren't reporting it because it's like, you know, because you're our friend, which we'll show you. But
exactly.
tell anybody, you can't print it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a reporter, so I heard it from one. And so it is interesting that the press is not leaking that, but they are massive new hiring, on track to go to 87,000, but they won't tell you after the first 2 years. So here we have a massive increase in spending. To the extent that we know what they're doing, $3 billion of it is going to get people hired to answer your phone calls. This is, I mean, when you call now, only 20% of phone calls does the IRS even pick up the phone, never mind whether it helps you or is able to do anything for you. But 80% of the time, they don't pick up the phone. 53% of IRS agents, 53% of IRS staff, do not go to work.
I was just going to ask you about that. I was like, how many people are going into the office? So you got 53% don't even go.
Right.
Unbelievable.
47% come sometimes. And when the Republican congressman, the Democrat congressman never asked the IRS any interesting questions, but when the Republican congressman went in hearing said, so the 47, they come in all the time, half the time, 10% of the time, what? Oh, we can't tell you that. That's a secret. So we're willing to admit that 53 come in never. That what they weren't willing to tell you is of the 47 who come in sometime, you know, why is that a secret?
Yeah.
The nerve of people to say, oh, this is a secret. Nobody's allowed to know how often we don't go to work. And so when you're making the phone calls and you're trying to get an answer about, you know, why the IRS thinks you owe the money and or can't find something, and they don't answer the phone, the IRS guy's out in the pool. That's what they're not answering the phone.
Well, it's this protected bureaucratic industrial complex, right? I mean, you know, the union has protected them. They have stretched out, the whole Civil Servants Act to give themselves, every benefit possible at the people's expense, Grover.
Yes, and you have civil service protection, which is it's very difficult to get fired even if you misbehave or don't show up for work. Add to that a labor union protection on top of it. You know, IRS guys who have been in trouble for, you know, looking at movie stars' taxes or their ex-girlfriend's taxes or something.
How about leaking out the taxes?
That is a big one that they've been doing, too. But in the past, when people have been fired, they've been rehired.
Yes.
So even the guys who get fired, that doesn't mean they're permanently out of whack on this one. So it is a huge, serious problem. 98% of the campaign contributions the IRS union provides goes to Democrats. So we have a one-party state here.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be hiring 87,000 people over the next 10 years. And you've seen that the Democrats have these questionnaires. They want to ask people political questions as a way of seeing whether they want you in the government or not.
Right.
So this is, they're trying to get around the idea of not hiring just Democrats, but they can do it with, you know, they can ask you three questions and find out where you are.
And then decide to not hire
you if you give the wrong answers.
So you're going to tell me that they don't have some sort of AI, formula that's already, built into the questioning process?
Yes, and you can also check their Twitter feed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way. Yeah, some of this stuff is quite obvious, no doubt. We're talking with Grover Norquist. We're breaking it down for you. Also, when we come back, we're going to talk about Janet Yellen. She says that she's cautiously optimistic about the economy. And get ready. She has a vision of America's debt right now at 31. $50 trillion is what she's seeing. We've got more from Grover after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
The That's the way we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thanks for joining in. We're talking with Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, right before we wrap things up in the first segment, we were talking about, IRS's vision and plan here. And one of the things that you pointed out as you and I were talking is that in all this, additional $80 billion of money, people have a lot of complaints about the IRS. There's not one offering of any kind of reform in that $80 billion that they're going to say, hey, we're going to do this better, or we're going to change some of our evil ways, right?
They've been hacked, and there's nothing to protect against that. They've internally had people who work at the IRS at the highest levels, who had access to everything, the keys to the kingdom, steal stuff and hand it to left-wing groups, which then can use it to blackmail people. And there is nothing there that says, here's why that won't happen, or here's why that's less likely to happen in the future. No reform, more money to do the same things in the future that they did in the past, even the illegal ones.
This has become the coin of the realm, hasn't it? All the leaks, all this stuff to buddy up with the controlling left, because whether you're a reporter or you have some personal interest, that's what allows you to cozy up and get the inside track into this industrial complex.
Well, the Democrats used to control Congress, and if you look at a chart that shows Republican and Democrat control of Congress from 1932, when FDR got elected, to 1994, when the Republicans captured the House and Senate. In that 62-year period, the Republicans held the House and Senate for 4 years of 62 years, right? Which means we had one-party rule in the country.
Right.
Presidents can veto things, but they can't make anything happen. They can start wars, but they can't pass bills or raise taxes or cut taxes. Congress does all that. So we had one-party rule for 62 years. That's what Joe Biden thinks of as democracy. When he says this is not democracy, what he means is, in the days when you get to be that old, you can remember stuff before 1994, not necessarily sense very well. But he, this idea that the Republicans since 94, the Republicans have won control of the House and Senate more than half the time. More than half the time. It used to be one every 15 years. I mean, almost like never. And now it's more than half the time, and half the time they were the presidency. You can't govern and run the government if you're constantly interrupted by the other party being able to undo damage.
Right.
And then you look at the states. There are more Republican governors. There are more state legislators. There are more state legislatures. 25 legislative bodies have super majorities Republican, two-thirds both houses. We just had three states flip to be two-thirds of both houses because Democrats were changing parties in Louisiana, North Carolina, and up in Wisconsin. I mean, huge, huge, huge. So they now have to cheat to win. Mm-hmm. They have to use the power of the state. They view the IRS as like opposition research.
Yes.
And that's, remember when Hillary Clinton got FBI files on people she didn't like?
Yeah. Right.
Completely illegal. But if everybody at the IRS is making their campaign contributions to the Democrats, who's going to turn you in?
Exactly. Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, and people are starting to wake up to this, Grover, is that all the institutions are corrupt and they're all participating in this diabolical scheme to basically social engineer every citizen in this country.
But it's a little bit circular, because the reason they want this level of control, why do they want everybody to have one source of energy, electric, not other kinds like gas and nuclear and all these? They want everything to be electric, because then they have a monopoly. And
right.
Once you set up a monopoly, you then have to regulate it, because monopolies don't compete in the free market. So they create the monopoly, then they get to run it, and then they will use that power. I mean, if you could turn off the power in cities that don't vote for you, if you can throttle the power in people you don't like, the amount of control, they need that control to stay in power. And that includes tell you what kind of car you can buy and how much energy you can use and how much you can fly a car. You go, why do they want all this control to have control?
Exactly. Yeah, at the flip of a switch, especially if everything's electric, no doubt about it. I mean, and you can look. I mean, you don't have to go that far back. I mean, just see what's happening in Palestine, right?
Yes. I mean, it's one serious challenge after another. The good news is, at the state level, we're seeing there are 12 states that are moving to phase out their personal income tax at the state level, personal income tax. Kentucky and West Virginia already voted to phase it to zero, so is New Hampshire. North Carolina is in the process of doing that. Mississippi is en route. I was just talking to guys in North Dakota. They were going to phase down to one single rate and then to zero up in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Arizona is one step away from completely phasing out their income tax. They're going to put a measure on the ballot to get that done. So at the state level, there are a lot of red states. School choice, 14 states have legislation that has passed to allow parents to have control over the state portion of the money. Iowa spends $7,600 per child for education. That money now goes to the parents into an education savings account, and they can give it to the public school if they want, or the public school down the street, or to a private school, or a religious school, or homeschool. That's a huge expansion of liberty.
Exactly.
And that's happening in the red states, not the blue states, but the red states.
You see, and this is consistent with what we've been talking about, Grover, and that is everything that comes across, you know, for voter consideration, you must ask yourself, does this add or take away from our constitutional freedoms? We've not asked that question for a long time. And look what happened. You know, look what we went through with COVID. And it took the president. He did because of a Republican Congress. If we didn't have a Republican House, he would not have, canceled the emergency use authorization of COVID-19 in April. He had projected to stretch it out till mid-May. But he was forced by, you know, this Republican Congress. So your vote counts, and it does work in certain instances. And, you know, that's a win for the good guys. And what Grover's reporting on right now in terms of school choice that's now available in these red states and how some of these states are realizing that they need to back off on taxes. They're making adjustments. And I say thank God, because maybe some of the people, instead of coming down to Florida where I'm residing in, and we're just getting, loaded up with people, from New York, they're leaving by the droves between, the two, poster children of blue states and one party states of New York and California. I mean, there's such a mass exodus that if you're at the border of any one of those states, you better be careful. You're going to get run over.
Well, and keep in mind that's happening now with seven states that have no personal income taxes, mm-hmm. Florida, Tennessee, Texas, that sort of thing. There are another 12 that are en route to get there.
Yes.
So we're 10, 15 years away from 20 states having no personal income tax and a bunch of others having very low first income taxes, single rate and low taxes. Add to that, if you can move to another state, if you're a young family or planning to have a family and four kids, you move to Iowa and you get $7,600 per child to take to private school or homeschool. The magnet drawing people away from New York City, away from San Francisco, never mind the crime that you have to live with in Chicago and some of these blue cities and blue states. But that is going, you then have the magnet of better schools, competitive schools, even the public schools that get better with competition.
Without a doubt. Absolutely, yes.
And watch that be one more reason people leave a blue state. Because it's one thing to leave, now that I've made a bunch of money, I'm going to move to Florida with it. But now that I'm starting a family, I want to go to a place where I can choose the school for my kids, and the state helps pay for it.
And my kids have a fair chance to win in expanding their education, no doubt. Grover Norquist has been our guest. Thank you, Grover.
Scott's here.
Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close.
That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere in this lawn.
It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action.
It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Do you have heart failure and often hear...
Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. The House Judiciary Committee will hear from victims of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's policies during a hearing in New York next week. This as crime continues to be a problem in the Big Apple. Jennifer Harrison, founder of Victims' Rights New York, says Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should focus more on fighting for crime victims, not wasting his time prosecuting the former president. A federal appeals court has preserved access to an abortion drug for now, but under tighter rules.
Those rules would allow the drug only to be dispensed up to 7 weeks, not 10, and not by mail. The drug, mifepristone, was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration more than two decades ago. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled Wednesday just before midnight, and the case may now be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Under the appeals court order, the FDA's initial approval of mifepristone in 2000 is allowed to remain in effect for now, pending a potential Supreme Court ruling. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pryor, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Terry Jeffrey is going to be joining us. He is the editor-in-chief of CNSNews.com and reporting on the current Congress that lets billions of dollars in cell phones, computers, and other goods manufactured in a nation ruled by a communist regime. The U.S. imported almost $79 billion in household goods from China last year. All this in the face of, this growing conflict of the communist Chinese. I mean, some are saying already that we're at war with China. They're picking no bones about it. I mean, because China has made it real clear that they want to replace the United States as the number one superpower in the world. And they have continued to make moves that are impacting the worth of our dollar, the future of the petrodollar, with what they're doing with BRICS, the BRICS coalition. And, of course, that's not even talking about what's going on in Taiwan and how close of a situation, dangerous situation that we're faced with there now. Terry Jeffrey is with us. Terry, can you hear me okay? Okay, we're still trying to connect with him. Definitely looking forward to this conversation because, you know, how do you reconcile this? I mean, the threats are imminent and we've been warned of this. In some cases, you can't help but wonder, who's running the store here. But this is what we've got with this current commander in chief. It amazes me as well, because when you look back at the history of Joe Biden, Joe Biden's history has been one of, I guess, in my observation, of mediocrity. in his 50 years of service, what can you say about him that really stands out? I mean, Barack Obama was convinced that, or made to be convinced that Joe Biden had the goods when it came to international relations, that he was a foreign policy expert, that he had his act. And that's why Barack Obama, if you recall, chose Joe Biden to be the vice president of the United States. And as vice president of the United States, and I know as that office goes, there's not a whole lot to cheer for, but there's so many other things on the wrong side of the ledger that you can look at. Like, for example, what happened in Ukraine. He goes there to withhold $1 billion from Ukraine that needs help because of the pending threats of Russia, because of what happened in Crimea. And Joe Biden says, hey, look at, you know, you better get rid of that prosecutor who's investigating my son, Hunter. If you don't, then, you know, we're going to withhold the money. Well, in the parlance and understanding of quid pro quo, that is quid pro quo, Nancy Pelosi. But it's okay if the Democrats do it. But if there's anything that even comes close to it and happens to be a Republican, oh, my goodness, let's impeach somebody. Let's run up the bill and investigate to no end on a president who is guilty of trying to save America. But no, we're going to take care of a bureaucratic hack who has, for 50 years, has not served we the people, but has served himself and his family. And clearly, this is what more and more of the evidence is indicating. And of course, we have to go through all the process, you know, because due process, which is amazing, definitely works for the left, and sometimes it's due process that goes to nowhere, whether you're talking about Hillary Clinton or the Clinton family, and now it's the Bidens. What are we dealing with here? And now the thing that is so concerning is that you have Joe Biden as the commander-in-chief, and we're closer to a war, or as some have said, we are in a war right now with China. And we've got Joe Biden as the commander in chief. I don't know about you, but that just scares me. It doesn't settle well with me because I can't look at anything. I mean, you know, look at what happened with the exit of Afghanistan. And his lack of leadership is so obvious, he can't even take responsibility. He has to blame Donald Trump for it. And I sat there and watched Mike Pompeo after Joe Biden's announcement of what happened in Afghanistan and the excuses that they had to offer why Afghanistan was such a hot mess and so costly and embarrassing, and what it did, and which we all predicted would happen as the result of that chaotic exit, although, you know, John Kirby would want us to believe that it wasn't chaotic, that they did a great job, and he's proud of it. Well, I mean, if somebody is proud of that, you know what? I don't want you to be around. You don't need to be part of the discussion to make America better, to protect our interests truly, so that we would maintain standing on the international stage. And where are we at right now? I mean, we're barely on the edge of the stage and just waiting, you know, for, you know, whoever it is, you know, China or Russia, to, you know, push Joe Biden over the edge. And it's not going to take a lot of effort. He has a hard time walking stairs. So he's already out of balance and tipping already. And with his tipping is our country going along with it. Can you not see this? See, but, you know, as we were saying earlier in our conversation with Dr. Wilfred Riley, see, as diabolical as this sounds, and it is that this is a purposeful deconstruction of America as we know it, because we know what the Marxists want to do. And every time, I know sometimes, you know, many of my friends, they, you know, their back stiffens up when they hear the indictment against the country that we're being led by Marxists. And I say, well, do your homework. Look at the fruit of the decision. Look what's happening with our country. You know, a woman is no longer a woman. We can't even define a woman. You know, we've got to accommodate, you know, the trans community, which is less than 1%. Okay, round it up. Say it's 1%. So we have to accommodate them in such a way that we're willing to suspend reason and have males compete with females. And all that that represents, which is amazing because it wasn't that long ago. I mean, this happened in short order. I mean, in a couple of years, not even a decade. I mean, because it wasn't that long ago, we were talking about hashtag women and we were talking about Title IX and protecting, you know, women's competitive aspirations and participation. And now it's amazing because even the women who have gone through that and benefited from it are now speaking out, like Rabineau saying, oh, well, you know, we need to accommodate. We need to make room, you know, for the trans athlete. Why? I mean, all the girls, all their lives, who have dedicated their lives, and Rabineau should know herself because she was in the same situation. She worked hard to build up her skill set, and she has no consideration whatsoever of somebody coming in at the last minute and pulling the rug out from underneath them after, you know, she had spent, 20 some years of her life, you know, working hard, exercising, dieting, you know, working at her skill set so that she could be an elite athlete, and now to be replaced by a male figure, all in the name of, accommodation for the trans community. But this is where we are. It's all a deconstruction of America as we know it. And, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that I want to be hopeful anyway, as Dr. Wilfred Riley says, that, this is happening in some places, not all places, but it's getting a lot of media coverage. And the social media operatives are throttling down any conversation that they consider to be hate speech, and that's even us talking right now. Just saying, let's be reasonable. Let's sit down and let's debate this issue. Can we not have an open conversation and debate about this? No, not in their terms. It's all or nothing. You know, we have to make way for this movement, and we have to have, you know, our girls, our daughters, you know, sent to the back of the bus, all in the name of progressivism, to accommodate something that is on its face not normal. And I agree with Governor Sanders to that degree. It's just crazy. It's not normal. And whatever phase this is, we can only hope that we would get on the other side sooner than later. Although I question, because there's a diabolical industrial complex that wants exactly what's happening right now in America, and they're doing everything they can to promote.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got Eddie Bear Carroll going to join us in just a moment. I promise she will show up because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview with the host of Movie Guide TV. We're going to be talking about Super Mario Brothers movie, 2023, Michael Jordan's biopic called Air, and also why there are more faith-based movies than ever. You know, what is going on? Is there... you know, we come to that point where there is a growing hunger for things of faith, and I think that that's a little bit of the case right now, to be honest with you, because of all that we've been enduring, all the craziness, you know, the crime and this upside down world that we told would be coming to us, a time when that which is good would be called evil, that which is called evil would be called good. You know, we're being forced to believe that it's okay. And beyond okay, it's acceptable, you know, for someone who identifies as a woman to say that, you know, they're changing their sex. We've got a trans movement that must be accommodated. It's being weaponized against, you know, we the people. We talk about less than, you know, less than 1%, you know, supposedly that is the number that we're dealing with, and now, you know, there are states that are protecting, you know, trans people to the point that they can compete athletically and take over the positions, take over scholarships that I believe rightfully belong, you know, to girls, belong to women. And now because somebody decides that they want to identify as a woman, even though they, you know, they show up for competition, a weightlifting competition, with a beard. I mean, what do you think that does? I mean, again, in the spirit of competition and athletics, you know, it's unfair. I mean, you know, everything that we do in, you know, in athletics, even in golf, in order for there to be fair competition, there's a rating service, there's a handicap system, so that when you compete with others, you do so where there's some parity. And there's a balance. You level the playing field. That is the way our lives have been run. But you know, not right now. Seemingly, everything is turned on its head, and we're left to question these things. Do we got Evie yet? Oh, she is here. Okay, she's so quiet, I didn't hear her come on. And I'm waxing, you know, desperately, almost poetically, without you. And here I am, left to my own devices.
I was letting you do your thing. Yeah,
Well, it's time for you to do your thing, because we need to hear about the Super Mario Brothers movie, which has done quite well. A lot of pressure on them to go woke, but they didn't want to go broke. And smart decision by the, you know, by the people that are running this movie, right?
Right. There's really nothing that's like that in this movie, which is nice to know, right? Especially since it's an animated movie. And so they don't talk about any of those themes. And what happens is it's Mario and Luigi, as everybody knows, they're the brothers, the short and the tall, and mm-hmm. they're two plumbers from Brooklyn. They're transported through a different universe through a green pipe. You know, if you played the games, then you kind of know what's going on here. But and it's fun for fans who love the games to see it on on the big screen.
Exactly.
But the King Bowser is trying to, you know, take a superstar and marry Princess Peach. So it's just a cute, it's just a cute movie, and there's some fun things about family and brotherhood and sacrifice. And so it's nice to know that there's an option out there that doesn't have an agenda, right, and doesn't have any extra commentary, and it's just a fun movie for people who like the games and people who, you know, and for families, even if you don't like the games.
Exactly.
Movie.
And they're true to their brand. You know, we've been talking about it this week, is, you know, some of these companies, they went woke, went and got broke. You've got, like Budweiser, for example, has compromised their brand. It cost them $6 billion. Disney compromised their brand, $40 billion and counting. I mean, if you're a stockholder in these companies, it's like no bueno. I mean, get my money out of there. But this is the movement. This is the corporate movement that is upon these companies that, we keep talking about a social credit score, you know, coming to this country, just like what operates in China. And, you know, Americans still haven't woken up and realized that this is already happening here among corporate America, is that they have their own brand of social credit score that's going on. And if they don't accommodate this, this new cultural woke agenda, then they're penalized. And if they're penalized, then if it has anything to do with government funding, on down the line, well, then they will lose access to government funding unless they meet the, the corporate credit scoring criteria.
Well, but it seems like they, you know, they need their audience too. So if, you know, all these people boycott, that's what we have to do on our side, is say, you know, we're not interested. Bud Light isn't even a good enough, you know, drink to really fight for in the midst of,
I'll tell you, their participants, to the point of $6 billion, have made, their vote and decided to, not put their money, not invest in Bud Light anymore. Same thing with Jack Daniels. There was this video, it was hysterical, Evie, where this guy was a Jack Daniels fan, and he's bringing out hundreds of dollars of booze and memorabilia, glasses, special, you know, glasses and signs in his house and everything, and he's putting it into a fire. Pouring it out and pouring out the liquor. I mean, and one bottle was, I think, $250 worth of Jack that he poured out into the fireplace. And he just said, the heck with this. I'm not participating in this, you know, to your point. But, you know, you compromise the brand, and the brand is important, because like McDonald's, like anything, you know, like the Star Wars or even Harry Potter series, what makes people come back is they know what they can count on. You know, they know when they go to McDonald's, they know what kind of hamburger to expect, what kind of French fries to expect. And as McDonald's continues to be faithful to meeting that expectation, their business continues to grow. And those businesses that think that they need to, change the rules there and compromise their brand, they're starting to pay a big price for it, aren't they?
Exactly. But, you know, you know, things like this movie, Mario Brothers, is doing extremely well. You know, it's one of the biggest releases.
What, over 300 million, right? Over 300 million they've
now,
been?
Yeah, now yeah. It's 434 million. So, you know, the great thing about that is it'll show, you know, this will get show that people want to be in theaters again.
Exactly.
So that's a big thing for Hollywood, and they want to go for family movies. Mm-hmm. You know, family movies that don't talk about anything beyond just family and fun, right? We don't want everything else thrown at us. And so hopefully this will kind of shake up things in terms of, you know, this is what they should be doing, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a big audience out there that wants to take their family to just, you know, fun. Just
yeah,
fun.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing, you know, you go from that, you know, that scenario to remember, it wasn't that long ago that everybody wanted to be like Mike, and you've got the movie Air, and I'm disappointed that it's R-rated.
Yeah. So what's R-rated about it is they decided to have the cursing. You know, I wish that they just took out cursing. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like such an easy thing to not include. But what, you know, Air is about the founder of Nike wanted to use Michael Jordan to help promote his shoes. You know, mm-hmm. This is when he was first starting. And so he found Michael Jordan and tried to get him to wear the shoes. And Michael Jordan at first said no. And so he went to Michael Jordan's mother, Dolores, and realized she was the real businesswoman in the family that makes all the business decisions. And so that kind of, you know, when Michael Jordan wears a pair of Nike shoes, that really led to, you know, a big boom in sales and everything. And so this is really a movie about, you know, capitalism and how it works and, you know, someone who has the American dream coming from very little and making their way up in the world and all of those things. And so that's, you know, it's a nice story about, you know, what happened to Nike. But, you know, you wish that they didn't have the cursing because
that's
such an easy thing to not have, right?
Yeah, you would think. Exactly, and still be able to tell the story. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Evie, and I wanted to address, I mentioned, the rise of faith-based movies. I mean, rather prolific. I know we're just coming out of the Easter season. You know, these faith-based movies are still doing well, and we've got a new one, Nefarious, that is being released tomorrow. You know, My Only Son has done quite well, and of course the Jesus Revolution continues to, you know, to ring the register at the box office.
So this is a great thing, because, you know, it's showing Hollywood that people want these movies. They're doing extremely well, and so that's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with your father. Last week we talked that, you know, people of faith have really got to come out and support these faith-based movies, because even at $50 million, I mean, comparison, look on the other side, you got $400 million for Super Mario Brothers. And, you know, so why is the secular being more successful than Christian and faith-based movies?
We have to get out there. We have to support.
Amen. Yeah, exactly. So that we can keep encouraging these filmmakers to give us more of the same. And again, to, as you say, have an influence on Hollywood and their decisions. Evie Bear Carroll, she is from Movie Guide TV.
If you're about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad feet.